This is the, I hope, highly anticipated 2009 update to the best places to work and government rankings. And just to remind folks how we come up with this, our good friends at the Office of Personnel Management every 2 years conduct what they call the Federal Human Capital Survey. This last go-around, over 210,000 federal employees responded to the survey. I think that's one of the largest surveys in the world, as far as I know. We use the results of that OPM survey to let employees rank their agencies as a place to work. The overall, because we have different categories, but the overall ranking is a weighted average of three questions from the survey. How satisfied are you with your job? How satisfied are you with your organization? And would you recommend your agency as a place to work? And then we take, there's a lot of other questions in the survey, so we also rank agencies in categories like leadership, teamwork, family-friendly culture, work-life balance, that sort of thing. So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we're having 200 of our closest friends in for breakfast at the Ronald Reagan Building.
You never do these things when there's time for Jane and me to get there.
Well,
next year it has to be a luncheon.
I'll send you some food. So we're going to unveil the actual rankings there. Let me tell you some things that are going to be new. And if our technology works, by 10 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm sure federalnewsradio.com will link to it, but we're going to update and go live with our new website, bestplacestowork.org. And you will see a new look on that website. We're going to have rankings for 30 large federal departments and agencies, 32 smaller agencies, and 216 subcomponents from those agencies.
And, John, that was a question I had. We're talking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Is there a pattern that emerges every year or ever between satisfaction at large agencies or departments versus those at smaller bureaus or smaller independent agencies?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission still number one?
I can't tell
you. Oh, come on. Are they still in the top 10?
Well, just tell.
I will tell you this. We have some changes. Some of the organizations that were in the top 10 are no longer, which means new ones are, and some, and that's both large and small, and some organizations that were in the bottom 10 have moved out of that category.
Hmm.
So there have been changes.
That would be Homeland Security. You're not talking, but I'm just interpreting for you. I'm filling in the blank.
Well, and I'll also tell you, we have some new organizations.
And there was FEMA down there, too. I mean, that's part of Homeland Security.
Part of Homeland Security. And you'll see FEMA in the rankings because they're a subcomponent now of Homeland Security.
Okay.
We have, for the first time ever, the intelligence community. These are components of 17 different agencies, and includes places, of course, like CIA and parts of FBI and drug enforcement and defense intelligence and so on. That whole conglomerate under the Office of the Director of National Intelligence volunteered as the intelligence community to be in the rankings. So they're going to be there as a group. They're not going to identify the individual parts, but we're going to see the whole intelligence community. We've got the Federal Communications Commission, which is new, the Office of Private Investments Corporation, Private Investment Corporation, Overseas Private Investment Corporation, I'm sorry, is new, and Congressional Budget Office, which is unique because it's a part of Congress, but they volunteered. They did their own survey, gave us the data. They volunteered, like the Government Accountability Office volunteers, to be in the rankings. So, and the other thing that's going to be neat about this new website is that not only is it going to be interactive, you can actually search and create your own, show me the top 10 best places for teamwork. You'll also be able to look at the leadership category broken down into four components. We're going to show you, best places for first-line supervisor, best places for senior leaders, and then organizations where employees think they get a fair deal in terms of complaints and disputes and so on.